Strong sales this year for real Christmas trees. That's according to a new report published by the American Christmas Tree Association. It's welcome relief in North Carolina for an industry still recovering from the recession. Nick De La Canal reports.
In western North Carolina's Smoky Mountains, farmers will produce around 5 million Christmas trees this year. The state is second in the nation in Christmas tree production, beaten only by Oregon. In Sands, a small town on the North Carolina-Tennessee border, farmhands are loading up tractor trailers with the last few loads of Christmas tree cargo. Joey Clausen of GNS Trees says the last few years were rough.
Well, now the economy's turned around and it's pretty steady, nothing fabulous, but it's steady.
It takes 8 years for a seedling to grow into a 7-foot Christmas tree, and it was 8 years ago that the economy tanked and consumers cut back on spending. That meant farmers were stuck with a backlog of trees and had less room to plant new ones. Now, 8 years later, the economy is rebounding, but farmers have a smaller crop to harvest. There's enough to meet demand this year, but, says Clausen,
you can expect a shortage of good Christmas trees the next several years.
Christmas tree sales have been steadily growing over the last few years. A report published this week by the American Christmas Tree Association estimates 22.6 million trees will be purchased and decorated this year. That's a million more than were bought in 2011. And it's welcome news for farmers and their farmhands, most of them migrant workers from Mexico. After the trees are cut and loaded for shipping, workers pack their bags and load up buses with clothes, snacks, and big screen TVs they bought on Black Friday to bring home to their families. After 7 months on the farm, one worker, Raimundo Flores, is especially excited to go home to Veracruz, Mexico to see his kids.
Ah, claro que sí. Después de una larga temporada de 7 meses, pues esperar.
He says he couldn't sleep last night, thinking about getting on the bus this morning and calling his family to say he's on the way home. He's bringing only 3 pieces of luggage: a suitcase with his belongings, a suitcase full of gifts, and a 4-foot Fraser fir he cut specially for his family's Christmas. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal in the Great Smoky Mountains.